Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because we got our buddy Michael Stallard with us, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Lee Stallard is the founder and the president of E Pluribus Partners, which is a think tank organization that helps companies like yours and mine engage our employees, make sure that our people are helping our company to hit on all cylinders, that we operate our business, we grow our businesses, we find success in the marketplace without creating a casualty list. And he's the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's our good friend Michael Stallard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
You know, I came up with that little tagline a few years ago. I was writing some article, and I was talking about, you know, small business owners doing something without creating a casualty list. You know, there's a lot of that. There seems like as I moved around the marketplace, I've been in and out of a lot of businesses, thousands of businesses in my decades-long career, and I've seen a lot of businesses that were just walking casualty lists.
Yeah, that's so true. It's you know, you have the toxic environments out there that we all know what those are like.
Absolutely.
And then we have environments that are kind of, I would say, indifferent to people. And those are toxic too, but they're toxic in a very slow sense. It's almost like being in an environment with we're dying from slow oxygen deprivation.
Right.
It doesn't meet these universal human needs we have to thrive. And unless those needs are met, we don't thrive. We don't have high energy. We can't play at the top of our game.
You know, what I think about when, and I've seen those too. When I think about the toxic environment, those are bad spirits.
Oh,
and the indifferent environments, those are no spirit.
Right.
And I don't know which one's worse.
Well, I think, the toxic environments are out there, but I would say they're far and few. You know, there's certainly toxic moments that happen in business. But for the most part, environments are indifferent, and we don't play at the top of our game individually or collectively as a team or an organization unless we really create these environments where people thrive and they have high energy and high enthusiasm. And when you see it, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately for me, I see a lot of organizations around the country and increasingly around the world, and it doesn't take long before you walk into an organization. You can sense it. The energy is palpable.
What about right now, with all the things that have been going on for the last 12 to 15 months, especially the last 6 to 7 months, what do you think, has that scenario increased, do you think?
Well, I think it has.
There's an awful lot of fear. There's been an awful lot of fear in the marketplace that's been created in the marketplace in the last year.
Well, there is. And fear, what fear does is it drives people to typically isolate themselves. So they become more cautious. They spend more time in their office and less time interacting with one another. But actually, it's that time that they take to connect with one another, to work through problems, to have conversations. And even meetings are very healthy in this environment. You know, we may criticize meetings and say it's a waste of time, but I am telling you, you will not fire up people. You will not align their behavior to give their best effort and focus on your organization's goals unless you take the time to get them together and talk through, you know, identify problems you have and work through those problems, identify opportunities as well. And so there's a lot of criticism about meetings, but meetings are really great for organizations, and they need them to fire up their people and align their behavior.
Well, what happens in a small business, Michael, is without meetings, you got this person and that person doing what I call a yeah-yeah-ing at each other. They see each other in the hall. They make a phone call, you know. And there's like these little drive-by shootings all over the place.
Yeah.
But when you have a meeting and you got more than one person together, and everybody can hear everybody out and get it out on the table, and there's not as much misunderstanding, and there's not as much, and whoever's in charge of the meeting can stop what I call the yah-yah stuff, you know, the drive-by stuff. That's when they can become productive, and that's one of the problems I think small business owners have is they don't they I actually know small businesses who don't have meetings because they don't want to be like a big company. But folks, two meetings is not good, but no meetings is not good either, right, Michael?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I love it, just a case in point.
Hold on to that case, Michael.
Sure.
We got some other cases we got to talk about right now. We got to sell some stuff, folks. And we'll do that right now, and we'll come back right after these messages with our good friend Michael Lee Stallard, the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Stay with us.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our care for reasoning, we search to no avail. For the constant in the cave.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg.
Following her destiny, our steps can not avail.
That's the Nexus. One of those songs you never heard on the radio, but it's the lead song in the Innocent Age album, his double album that's been out for, golly, almost 30 years. Still is one of the best albums I've ever seen. The late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. As long as I'm playing music, you're going to hear Dan. We're back into 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Michael Stallard is our guest. Mike is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. He helps people like you and me make sure that we get our businesses hitting on all cylinders because, Mike, we can't do it without our employees, can we?
No, that's true. We're just better together as a team than we are individually.
You had a case that you were going to give us as you went to the break.
Well, my business partner, Jason Pankos, spoke at a company in suburban Chicago, Tasty Caterers, a couple years ago, and they were going through some hard times. They pulled their employees together, and they just brainstormed on what can we do to cut costs? What can we do to grow our revenues? And they just listed idea after idea after idea. And out of those ideas, they created a new business, a new online business. They also identified a new source of supplies that was a major part of their cost structure and helped them reduce their expenses. So, and the great thing about that, Jim, is you not only identify new ideas to grow your revenues or reduce your expenses, but you also, by involving employees, it reduces their stress because they know they're going through you're going through hard times as an organization. They're feeling the pain. And you also just give them a greater sense of control and that they're controlling.
And which knocks fear right off its feet.
It does, absolutely. The worst thing about it, I think, when people isolate themselves, they feel alone. But when they're out there interacting with their teammates, their colleagues at work, and they feel like they're seeing that they're making progress by coming up with ideas and implementing them, then that helps abate that feeling of fear that we have, and we become much more productive in that state.
Well, and the thing is, Mike, is things might not be any less scary just because they know about it. I mean, the reality may be that you know the company's got a problem, but there's something about being able to help be part of the solution that helps people to deal with these scary things in a productive way rather than a negative way.
Right, and there may be problems out there that you're not aware of as a leader, and you have to get those problems out in the light of day so that you can really wrestle with them and work through and deal with them.
Well, you know, you may have, if you probably got something as the owner, you probably got something you don't know how to handle. And I can just see a scenario, Mike, where somebody says, the boss says, you know, we got this situation here that I want to tell you guys about. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how we're going to deal with this. And some truck driver in the back says, I got an idea.
Well, you know, one of my favorite stories is former cab driver from Chicago who came up with the idea for the Rhino tanks in World War II. I don't know if you ever heard that story, but Well, it was, you know, the military planners on D-Day, they planned for the beach invasions in France, but they didn't look ahead into the hedgerow country. And once they took control of the beaches and they started to move forward, the Sherman tanks that were progressing into the hedgerows, which are these plots of land that are separated by berms of dirt that are called hedges.
Right.
And the Sherman tank, the front of the Sherman tank would pop up, and Nazis would fire into the thin underbelly, and that was game over for the Sherman tank. For 30 days, the Allies did not progress. They were stuck. And a cab driver from Chicago came up with the idea of, let's take those shards of steel that General Rommel from the Nazis left on the beach to slow their attack. Let's weld it on the front of the Sherman tank, and it'll cut through those berms. And he went out and did it. Even though when they talked about it in a meeting, I think people laughed about it and said, that'll never work.
Right.
But he did it, and he tested it, and it worked. And Omar Bradley, if you read his biography, A Soldier's Story, he credits this former cab driver, Curtis Cohen, for helping to liberate France.
Wow.
The guy on the front lines who came up with an idea. Isn't that
great? One person.
But that happens in businesses, too.
Exactly. All the time. And and that's the reason why... That's the reason why you have meetings, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason why you get you let people get things out on the table. You let them, you give them a chance to feel like that they're, you know, this a business can't be a democracy, but this is a point when they can attend the parliament meeting, at least, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It can be a republic like we have in America.
Right,
where
exactly.
We have our leaders who make the decisions, but we participate. And employees have to participate, too,
right,
by providing their ideas and keeping them informed, keeping them in the loop.
So what do you think about... does the environment that we have right now, Michael, is it... more difficult than we had a couple of years ago? I mean, it's with all the things going on right now, what are some of the, is there anything extra that we need to be doing right now that's, because there is more fear today than there was before. Is there, you know, do we need to just do more of what we've already been doing, what you've already recommended, or is there something different we need to be doing?
Well, I think in addition to keeping people in the loop, just really looking for opportunities, I call them fist bump moments. You know, the fist bump is the high five of today. I think looking for ways to just encourage your employees. And when you see somebody going above and beyond the call of duty, you know, stopping by and say, hey, I noticed that, and I really appreciate it. I know you're working hard. It's a tough environment, but, you know, thanks for putting in that extra effort. That encouragement goes a long way. It's such a simple thing, but, you know, sometimes we overlook the simple things.
Catching someone doing something right. That's what our good friend Jim Ballard talks about in one of his books. Catching people doing things right, and instead of trying to catch them doing something wrong, that's a whole different management philosophy that works, folks. Tintail, we're going to be right back with our good friend Michael Steller. Michael, give us your website before we go.
Yes, I encourage people. I have several websites, but go to Michael Lee Stallard, and it's STALLARD.com.
Check it out. Right back. Stay with us.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds. You got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something for you. Everything under the small business sun right there, something I've done or my Brain Trust members have done or we've done together, as we're doing now with our good friend Michael Stallard. By the way, my blog is, you can find my blog right off the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The newsletter, my knowledge base, lots and lots of stuff there. So hope you'll check that out. Michael Lee Stallard is our guest. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. And that's michaelleestallard.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Jim.
And do you say, you pronounce it Stallard? Am I saying that?
I say Stallard, right.
Stallard, okay. Stallard. Yeah, and after,
Stallard.
After all these years, you'd think I'd say your name correctly, wouldn't you? With a name like Blasting Game, I try to get...
I know.
Stallard. Michael Lee Stallard, ladies and gentlemen. But that's and put a .com on the end, and you'll find his website. Michael, you got another story for us.
Yeah, Jim, I think another great opportunity for business owners is, you know, we all have stars in our organization. And everybody knows typically who they are. But one thing you can really do to help the rest of the team live up to their potential as employees and help your business is to get the stars to surrender the me for the we. And one of the stories we have in the book is, if you remember when the Chicago Bulls drafted Michael Jordan back in 1984, you know, within a month his picture appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated, said a star is born.
Right.
And but for 5 years after he joined the Bulls, the Bulls were disappointing. They didn't make it very far into the playoffs or make the playoffs. They fired the head coach. They promoted Coach Phil Jackson, who's the coach of the Lakers today. And Jackson sat down with Michael and said, you know, Michael, you have to surrender the me for the we if we are ever going to be NBA champions that you and I long to be. And the great part about that story is that's exactly what Michael did. To his credit and his character, he started coming to practice early and working with those rookies and helping them develop their abilities. He started spending time with his teammates and connecting with them as people. Before that, he tended to travel with his entourage and didn't
right.
really, he called his teammates his supporting cast.
He was a star,
He was a star. But he started investing in them. And you know, the beauty of that story was it not only lifted the whole team's energy and their cooperativeness, but it also, that was, it was a great experience for Michael Jordan. It just, he, you know, when you look
what a great story.
He talks about those years, he became, they developed a, like a band of brothers, and he didn't feel so alone. It also, you know, it resulted in a basketball dynasty where over the next 8 years, the Bulls won 6 NBA championships.
Hmm.
When Michael, the star,
right.
surrendered
right.
to me for the we. And your stars need to do that, too. I would tell them that story or have them read it out of the book.
That's a great story.
Very encouraging. How can they lift the performance of the people around them?
Well, that's what happens. And some managers don't know how to manage a team, though, Michael. Some managers only know how to manage winners, the stars, I should say. They only know how to manage those folks, and they like showing favoritism, and that's a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. Yeah, you have to be careful about that. It's good to one-on-one spend time with stars and make sure they know they're appreciated. But you have to be careful what you do out where everyone else can see.
But see, the old way, Michael, would be to hold the star up and let everybody else see that person, and for the manager to say, now look, you know, if you guys work a little harder, if you do, you know, you can do what this guy's doing. Look how much money he's making. Look how much success he's having, without ever going to that person, as you said earlier, and saying, okay, George or Susan, I want you to help me make these other people into stars.
Yeah, it really, it's so much more effective, I think, if the star is out there being helpful, him or herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to, you know, they'll sit down and start to connect with their teammates and help them achieve their potential. And if you reward them for doing that, they'll appreciate, and that's really helping them take it to the next step in their career, where they start to develop leadership abilities.
Well, isn't this all about developing a mentor type of a community?
Yes, it is. And it's the owner of the business, the leader of the business, helping his or her stars become leaders. Because effectively, that's what they're going to have to do. They can't go it alone in the future and be stars.
Right.
They need to lift the performance around. And that's what leadership is about, isn't it?
Right. And that's, of course, that's the key to success is to build leadership. Hey, Michael, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Hey, Jim. It's just always a pleasure to be with you.
The book is called Fired Up or Burned Out, Michael Lee Stallard, ladies and gentlemen. And that's Stallard. You can follow him on Twitter, too, by the way. And me, too, by the way. I'm there as well. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.